about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes and no. If I had a chance to live my life all over, I'd choose you so much earlier. 'Cause you mean so much to me. I tried so many other things, they all just turned to vanity. No one else makes me feel the way I feel since I met you. Like you, Jesus, can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Will you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant? There's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Will you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant? Yeah. When I think of all the lectures and the speeches that I have ever heard before, they were all so empty. People speak with so much strong opinions. They sound so wise and confident, but their words have no life. There's no one like you, Jesus. Your words are filled with life and power. They lead me on, they guide me on, they show me what I need to do. There's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Will you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. There's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Will you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. Yes, oh, well done, good and faithful servant. There's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Will you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. Oh, 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 oh. There's no one I love like you, Jesus. I can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Will you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. No one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Will you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. Yes, can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Will you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant, yeah.
Amen. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Yes. It's time for the most important part of the service. Amen. The word of God is coming to us. All right. Raise your hand if the Lord is your shepherd as we prepare for the word. Amen. Well, you shall not want. Say amen. Amen. Still waters are yours. Say amen. Amen. But the verse that I love is that he restores my soul. Amen. Why? because he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Today you have been led in the path of righteousness. You're sitting on your seat because God has led you to the path of righteousness, and he's ready to restore your soul. Amen. And how he's going to do that right now, a powerful man of God is coming to give you the word of God. Our prophet, our daddy, please rise to your feet right now. Get ready for your restoration. Welcome, Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay.
Let me see you do some moves for the Lord.
Those who know your name, your trust in you.
There is no
other faithful God, so loving and true.
Those
who know your name,
put
their trust in you.
There
is no other faithful God, so loving and true. Oh, oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love this name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me.
Can you put your hands together for the King of Kings? What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Sing to him direct.
What a
God, you are.
What a mighty God. What a mighty God. You are.
God, what a mighty God.
Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. You are.
Angels bow before.
Angels bow before.
Together for Jesus. Father, we serve you because you are a mighty God.
Yes.
We honor you this morning.
Yes.
We dedicate and surrender our lives to
yes.
you. Everything we are, we owe it to you.
Yes.
We don't say it as a cliche, but we do really mean it.
Yes.
This morning, we have erased our sins of ingratitude.
Yes.
By your mercy, we have a clean slate to operate. Help us to do well on this slate. Mighty Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Speak to us. Lord, be the subject and object of all we do here. Anoint with fresh oil. Bring salvation, healing, deliverance, wisdom, direction to your people. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. This is a very important aspect of your whole life. This Sunday morning is very important. And it's important because, you know, there's a scripture that says that everyone that comes to Zion grows from strength to strength. Psalm 84, verse number 10. You know, we can start from verse, I think, 6. Psalm 84. They grow from strength to strength. Go to 7. Good. They go from strength to strength, each one who appears before God in Zion. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Okay? So God is strengthening you. God is strengthening you. You know, I feel like doing that 1 hour prayer a day with the Bible again this week. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I've gotten so many testimonies. I also have a testimony. Wow. That way. Since I came from Israel, I have been thinking. You see? And I was accosted by a group who called themselves the Black Jews. Or what's it called? Black Israelites. Whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let anybody deceive you. There's nothing like Black Israelites or Yellow Israelites. It's a deception. Okay? Jewishness is, being Jew is not about circumcision. Bible says it's not by circumcision, not by. You know, the thing about you should know is that if you go to Israel, you know, to be a Jew is both citizenship and religion.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like in Iran. The Iranian country is not just, you don't just become a citizen, you don't just naturalize, you have to be Muslim. Yeah. And in Israel, you have to be Jew. It's both Jewish and citizenship, religion and citizenship. Okay, so when we say we are Black Jews, I mean, what are we talking about? It's not about, Bible says in the kingdom of, in Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There's nothing Jewish about religion. It is about Christ. We are all one in Christ. Okay? So when you are in Christ, we are one. So don't focus on I'm a Jew or I'm a Gentile. That is the problem that brought Jesus Christ to come and separate. There's nothing like that. And we're going back. It's a backsliding situation. You see? And that thing brings prejudice. And makes you see. Let me say this, why should Jesus be white? Who said Jesus was white or black? And what does it matter? Who cares? For when you go to Israel, you realize they are neither white nor black. They are actually in between. They are like bishop. No, when you go there, you see. You can't say they are white. You can't say they are black. They are just in between. You see? So please, don't let this white-black thing throw you off. Okay? Let's just serve Christ. And it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. Amen. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. John 6:63. It is the spirit. The flesh or color has nothing to do with. It means nothing. And anybody that emphasizes it, that person is against Christ or anti-scripture. It means nothing. Antichrist, Christ says it means nothing and you said it means something. Please, let's be real. Jesus said it's the spirit that gives that quickness or that gives life. The flesh has no profit. That's why he said that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So much so that he ignores what you were before. Erases everything you've done and whoever you've been and starts afresh. Because it's not what you came out of the womb with, but what you become when you are born again. If he wanted your color, why would he want us to be born again? It's the spirit. He made me even break my flesh. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Clap for the Lord. But anyway, that's not what we are talking about. Now, God said in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, "For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob." Okay, because he's promised, he will keep his promise. "Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away, or you have backslidden from my ordinances, and you have not kept them. And it says, return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? In what way shall we return?" Okay? That's a question. God does not put a question and not answer it. So, in what way? You said you've backslidden. You've gone away from me. Return. And they said, how shall we return? Do you want to know the answer? Do you want to know the answer?
Yes.
The answer starts from the next verse, verse 8. He starts by answering the question. Ah, you want to know the answer? Well, guess what? Will a man rob God, yet you have robbed me? That is to say, you backslid in the fact that you robbed me. Return from being a thief. Return from being a robber. What's going on out there? I see a lot of movements in and out. Okay. Yeah, please, don't know too much movement, please. Now, so in what way will a man rob God? You have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? And he says, in tithes and in offerings. So, ladies and gentlemen, many people are thieves. Those who steal from the Lord direct, they don't steal microphones. They don't steal cars. They don't steal clothes. There are people who are more terrible thieves than the people that steal money from the bank. Those are people who are daring enough to steal things from the Lord in tithes and in offerings. Is there anybody who's ever stolen from God, by this definition, ever stolen from God before? Ever done that before? You've eaten God's tithe before? You've never done it before? Alex, you are the only one so far. It's true. So it looks like everybody here needs this message, including Lady Pastor. I'm shocked. Ever, yes. See, ladies and gentlemen, who are here who are currently doing, still stealing? You think that you are still stealing from the Lord? You still don't pay tithe sometimes. You still currently, it's not always consistent. Give me a wave. The Lord has forgiven your sins. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Go and sin no more. Listen, I think God wants to take you out of jail. When a policeman comes to tell you about what the implications of stealing and tells you what it will do, the policeman wants to keep you out of jail. Yeah. If God that you're stealing from comes to tell you about, hey, these are the things, it means he wants you to return from bondage. Say it's a good message. It's a good message. Anytime you hear about the tithe or the offering, God is trying to relate with you because he said, you've gone away from me. Return to me. Actually, tithe message is a love message. It's a message of embrace. Nobody wants to be in the same house with a thief, even if it's your husband. How many want to be in the same bed with a thief, an armed robber? Say, God forbid. Now, so, when God says to the thief, come home, that's a love message. Now, don't worry, I'll show you how to come home. Amen. So, he just goes and even goes further in verse 9 to say, verse 9, I'm going to smile somebody at the back. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. You see, so he just now starts talking about the implication that he doesn't want his people cursed anymore. You see, to be cursed is to be those days, like something like leprosy was considered a curse. They put you out. The thing that took Adam and Eve from the garden was the curse. A curse, one definition of a curse is to be an outcast. Okay, to be out there, to be singled out for evil. Okay, separated from. So you are cursed with a curse. You are separated. You are out. You're like Adam. And he's saying, return. I don't want you out there. Return. No matter what you did, the prodigal son, I want you in my house. God never wants anybody to perish. No. Says, return to me. And so he goes on to say that you're cursed with a curse. He's explaining the implication of eating the tithe. It's a curse. It's a separation. Okay, you're cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Then verse 10, I like this. It says that now, you don't need to worry about the curse because I can erase it. Just like he told us, you don't need to be outside the garden like Adam and Eve. I can restore you by the blood. So you can return. Says, how do you do it? Just bring all the tithes into the storehouse. King James says what? Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. Good. Go to New King James. And see. Bring the storehouse. Where is God's storehouse? His house. That, in fact, he even explains what the storehouse. That there may be food in my house. Which is God's house, the church. Amen. Not your wallet, not your bank account. Recently, I saw Lady Pastor, you know, she's the one who manages the finances in the house. So, I don't know how the tithe are paid. She does. That's why when she comes here, I say, may the Lord bless you and double it on your husband. So she said, I have to ask God for forgiveness. I said, what is this girl talking about? This holy girl that I see all the time. Me, I'm trying to reach her level of holiness. She's saying she's trying to beg God for forgiveness. What has she done? Has she been lying to me? Maybe I was sleeping and she slapped me. I didn't know. So I was waiting to hear what she was confessing to God. Eavesdropping. Maybe she signed my check. Then she said, there was some money that I brought home from work that she put in the bank. She didn't pay tithes on it. So she's going to ask God for forgiveness. She just realized it 3 or 4 months later. She's going to pay, but she's going to ask God for forgiveness. I said, man, there are some Christians who really have a soft heart. They make our Christianity look very, very funny. Hey! Some of them, these people, they have real standards, eh? I said, Lord. Today, she was not able to do the offering thing with a new number, but I was able to do it easily. And she said, it's not working. Then I took the phone, let me do it for you. When I saw her offering, I said, hey. Ladies and gentlemen, then I looked at her and said, hey, you really give offering, eh? I didn't know whether to press give or to say, look, you're affecting the house. Then I just said, you really give offering, eh? And then I made it go through. As I was there, my heart smote me. The Lord rebuked me and said, look at you. Instead of trying to be like her, you are rebuking her. So I turned to her, I said, please forgive me. Okay, I told my wife, forgive me for what I said. So what do you say? When I said, you really give offering, the Lord rebuked me. I'm serious, right here, today. I started begging God, God, forgive me. Maybe some of these offerings that is causing some blessings to flow. And me, I'm now complaining. So I told her, please continue, carry on. Play on. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell somebody, play on. You don't know why somebody is blessed till you know the person's heart. You know? So I've learned quite a few lessons in the last few days. And I hope that you will learn that lesson. Amen. He said, come home. Bring all the tithes to the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not owe anything in the church, so we don't need your money. Let me put this disclaimer there. In case the devil is putting a foundation to reject the word, we don't owe. We are able to pay our rent. Can't you see? We've never been evicted. When things get spoiled, it is replaced. We don't ask you. So we don't need. The lights are always on. When you say it's too cold, we heat it up. When you say it's too hot, we cold it. Yes. Amen. So just to let you know that I'm not preaching this because we need money. You can actually keep your money. Take the word and even keep your money. Okay. You see that things will go on well. It's because it's a love message for you. It's a restoration message for you. It's to act against your pride and ingratitude. Eh? And your exalting your problems over God's solutions. Yes. You have money to lift up your good reasons and establish it and even convince your own self why you shouldn't give God anything. And God is saying that, look, even the money that you're convincing yourself you need to keep, I give you. Yeah. I went to speak to a certain couple. And I asked one of the couples, what do you want? Why is it that you've been very unhappy over a long period? What do you want your spouse to do for you? And then the spouse said, I just want that spouse to chat with me. I thought, really, that's it? That's it? That's all? That's all? It will make you happy. God doesn't ask for much. 10%. That's like, just chat with me. I've lost a job before, so I know how it is. I've lost the whole salary for months. That's when you discover that it's better to have a job and give 10% than not to have it at all. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell somebody, tithe is like chat. Tell somebody, chat the tithe. And it will restore the relationship. The spouse told me, if only that person would chat, that our relationship will start again. Will start again. There will be joy again. Everything that person wants from me, I'll give. That person will start enjoying. Just chat with me. Wow. So that's an easy, small amount to pay for all the blessings that come. 10% is a small amount to pay for all that God gives you, including your breath, your beautiful face, and your nice, because now you can think, you can even calculate. You haven't got schizophrenia. You haven't got dementia. So you can calculate and say 10% is too much. Even your thinking was given to you by God. Look at you. Look at you. How proud you are. Look at you. HAPPY. Shame. Nice reasons, but evil motive. Thief. I'm telling you. God wants to embrace you like this, my son. Want the marriage to work. Chat with me. Tony Hall, don't sleep at this time. Chat with me. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And you try me now in this. Try me. Try me. Says the Lord of hosts. The Lord who has everything. Says the Lord of hosts. Malika, do you hear that? Says the Lord of hosts. Try him. And see if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Listen, don't tithe by instruction. Tithe by faith. Amen. I think you wanted to clap, but you just missed it. I'll say it again. Never, never tithe because others are doing it. Tithe because I believe. I believe. I'm doing it for my God. Not for this church. Not for this pastor. Listen, it's not bad. I may not get your kind of salary, but I'm okay. By God's grace. Maybe I'm not paid as much as you, but I'm okay. I don't need, I'm not going to steal your money. I want you to be blessed. Amen. I want you to enjoy what I'm enjoying. Amen. It's nice to feel the love of God. Chat with me. Tell somebody, chat with me. Tithe is a communication channel. It's a return. It's a restorative thing that is done regularly. It says you've been far from me to a point where I don't know you anymore. You don't have a father anymore. But return, return. Come back to me. Come home. Lady Pastor, can you sing that song? Come home. You know that? How to play that? Come home. Come home. Come home with the tithe. Come home. Come home. Come home. Tell somebody, come home. Come home. Come home. Softly. Come home. And he said, and if I will not open the windows, there will not be enough room to continue. Verse 11. Verse 11 says, and see. Verse 11. Verse 11. Verse 11. And I, God, will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Nor shall your vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field. Your job will not, says the Lord of hosts. Then verse 12 says, and all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord. All nations will call you blessed. It will be not ambiguous. Chinese will understand that you are blessed. American will understand that you are blessed. African will understand when you go, this is a blessed person. Go to Asia, it will not be any different. It will be easy to interpret that you are a blessed person. It will not be in question at all. Just come home. Just come home. Come home, return. Just come home. Come home. Come home. Come home. Come home. Come home, my darling. Come home, my son. Come home, my daughter. Is it because of 10%? 10% that you cut out God? Because of 10%? You haven't lost money before, right? Somebody has not come to steal your money that is worth 50% before. Come home. Just come home. Just come home.
Just come home. Come home. Come home.
Come home. Come home. Chat with me. Come home. Relate with me. Come. Let's join. I want to be your partner, financial partner. All you need is 10%, and I'll be part of your business. I'll be part of your home. I'll be part of your relationship. You will live in my house. Invest in my house. Bring in the tithe to my storehouse. Store it in my house. And see and return. Come, come back to the garden. Come. All that he wants. All he wants you to do
is come home. Come home. Come home.
Easy. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy. Our pride, our ingratitude, our forgetfulness. You've forgotten when you didn't have a job. When you had no place to live, right? Today you're good. You're great. You have two jobs. Today you have a place to stay. Today you're married. Today you have the audacity to say, my tithe is too much to give to that church. Yeah. These pastors, all they want is money. When they are just bringing you to come home, come, come home, come, return, return, return. You are a little child. Your mother is alive. Your father is alive. They can give you some money. You can give a tithe. It's $1, but it's worth something. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It may be $1. It may even be 50 cents. My Lord, I want to be, come home, return, just like my parent. I want to chat with you. Chat with me, baby. Chat with me, baby. Listen, that's your bill. Can't you see that you've been stealing the tithe for so long, but it's still not paid?
The bill is even growing more. What you need is a miracle. Carry on. Come home. Come home.
Come home.
Come home, my darling. Come home.
Please. Please.
Please. Please, my darling. Come home. Please. Please. My Christian sister. Please, my daughter. Please, my son. The Lord says, come home. Come home. Come home. Come home. You've been operating under a curse for too long. Just come home. Come home.
Please.
Come home. Come home.
Please come.
You deserve the shelter and protection of the Lord.
The lights are still
You deserve the preservation of the Eden. Preserve the precious of God. Come home. Come home. Come home. Come home.
The family is waiting.
Come home. Come home.
We've been fasting.
You are too wise for your own good. Come home.
For come. You
we've been praying for you. We've been waiting. Your family is waiting. The Lord is waiting. He says, return, return. You don't have to remain cursed.
Don't stay away.
Don't stay away.
When you get this message,
when you get this message,
today,
come home today, not tomorrow.
Don't stay away.
Don't stay away.
Don't stay
come home today.
Away.
Return. Return. In
when
one way. In
tithes
and in offering.
Come home today.
In tithes and in offering.
Don't stay
in
away.
Tithes and in offering.
Don't
in
stay
tithes
away.
And in offering.
When you get this message, come home today.
Come home.
Don't stay away.
Come home.
Don't stay away.
Come home.
When you get this message,
come home.
Come home today.
Come home. Come home.
When you get
come,
this message,
come home.
Come home today.
Come home.
Don't stay away.
Come home.
Don't stay away.
Come home.
When you get this message,
that's it.
Come home today.
Put your hands together for Jesus. That's all. It's a love message. It's a love message. It's a love message. Sometimes you can live outside for so long, you get used to homelessness. You get used to the curse. Until you come to yourself, like the prodigal son, you come to your senses. Say, what am I doing? What am I even doing? What is this madness? Because of 10%? Because of this small thing. I've done many counseling sessions. Sometimes the problem is just a small issue. But pride wouldn't allow the people to get up. Come home. Come home. Listen, the richest man in this world ever, the richest ever, the richest nation is Israel. And out of that, the richest ever lived is Solomon. There's one thing in common, the tithe. The legendary wealth of the Jews. Every skyscraper, if you take 100% top 5% of the wealthiest in America, 40% are Jews. All the sky, go to Manhattan, go to LA, go to Las Vegas. Guys, ask who? It's a Jew. Zuckerberg, all these guys. Even in Memphis. Ladies and gentlemen, one common thing when you go to the synagogue, the Jews always give. When they're so wealthy, one person can build a synagogue. They give every time. They don't even ask them. There's no time for tithing. They just bring it. It's amazing. And the greatest of them was Solomon. He believed in the tithe. He was the one who wrote Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. He didn't even say, pay your tithe. He did not even say, give your tithe. He did not even say that, you know, he didn't put any benefits to it. He just says, honor the Lord. Just honor, respect him with your possessions, with your first fruit of all your increase. It says, honor the Lord with your substance, King James says, and with the first fruit of all your increase. Wise. A wise man, the wisest man did it. You are not wiser than the wisest man. You are not richer than Solomon. You are not wiser than Solomon. Why are you behaving this way? Copy from people who have done well and use their secrets. Wealth creation through the tithe. And he said, he even gives the reason why. He says, so, this is how to make your barns filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine, even happiness. Are you not tired of borrowing? Are you not tired of using credit card? What you God has planned for you is overflow, not under. Because it's not flowing, so I can't even use underflow. Underfreeze. Believe it. Even the wisdom to manage is a skill that God gives to people who come. How? If you're in business with somebody, the person will give you business sense. Anytime you actually give tithe, you are in partnership with God. Shareholder. God Company International is where you work with. You are a private contractor with God. The wisdom, the favor that comes to you to work is incomparable to that money you are stealing because of your bill. Carl, wake up. You cannot compare that behavior to the blessing that awaits you. Come home. Be smart. Come chat with me, my darling. Come back with your tithe, with your offering. I'm not lost for words. I'm just lost for time. But it will come your way again, God will, next week, with the same meter band. If you have a radio, this is your usual host, Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay, signing off. Put your hands together, rise to your feet. Come home, sing, sister. Come home, come home. Please, please come back home. Come home, come home, come home. Come home, come home, come home. Burning, come home.
There's food on the table.
God still has something for you.
The family's way.
Don't think that people are not, the people are doing the right thing. There's a family. Join the family. Join the family of the blessed. We've been fasting and praying for you. We have been believing God for you to come across.
Come home.
To overcome those circumstances. So come home.
Come home. Don't stay away.
Don't stay away.
Don't stay away.
Don't stay away.
When you get this message, come home today.
Don't stay away.
Don't stay away.
Don't stay away.
When you get this message, come home today.
Come home.
Come home.
Come home.
Don't stay away.
Come home.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. Put your hand on your heart. Pray to the Lord. The Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me. Only good things will happen to you when you are in partnership with God. Only good things. Believe it. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let God is not afraid of what you owe. The Israelites, he made the Egyptians who so-called rich give them gold. They left rich. They left rich. I'm telling you. Job had nothing. But when he gave prayer, he had everything. Father, forgive all of us. We all lifted our hands. One time or another, we've stolen. We've been thieves. There's not just one person. There's not just two people. We all. You said the whole nation. All this nation. We acknowledge that it's true. As evidenced by the hands that were lifted. But now we repent. Father, restore each and every one here. Preserve everyone here. Just like Adam, just because of a little fruit, he was out. May we not eat this little 10% of a fruit and be out of your blessing. May all nations call us blessed. May you rebuke the devourer for our sakes, because we're back. Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm back. Lord, I'm back. I'm restored. I'm preserved. I am 100% tithe-paying member of your household. I'm your child. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Now, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, you are here. You don't want to die and go to hell. You don't want to step out of here not being sure of your identity, your future, if you died. Or if Jesus came, will you join him? If you are not sure, this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to say, Lord, I'm back. If you want to give your life to Jesus, just lift up your right hand, wherever you are. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to surrender. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. You see, the only one, there is more. You want to give your life to Jesus. My brother, I want to pray with you. Come. Come. Let me pray with you. His way. Come on, Jesus. Shall we say this prayer? Lift up your hand, please. And everybody say, Lord Jesus. Say it with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you. I return to you as your son. Please forgive me for all my sins, because I acknowledge my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ, because I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Please write my name in the book of life and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Congratulations. Your life will never be the same. Read this. When we finish, we'll talk to you. Lady Pastor will talk to you. Okay? God bless you. Put your hands together, please. Be seated. Let's take our communion quickly. Let's take our communion quickly. Communion starts. Make it fast like a bullet. Beautiful. Fast like a bullet. Thank you, Lord. You know, when Jesus Christ said, this is my body which is broken for you, eat in remembrance of me. He was saying something. When he said, this is the New Testament of my blood that is given for the remission of the sins of many, he was saying something as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to confess those things that he said as we. Whenever you are served with it, rise to your feet. Lady Pastor, sing for us, please. Rise to your feet.
Blood that Jesus shed.
Thank you. If you are sitting, it means you've not been served. Please.
way back on.
So please see where they are not served, and if you are done, then you help in that side, please.
The blood that gives me strength
from day to day, it will never lose its power. For it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley.
All right. Father, I thank you. I convert the bread and the wine to your body and your blood. As you partake of this bread, whatever is broken in your body may be restored. He was made sick that we may be healed. Whatever disease, may you be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever aspect of your body that's bringing pain and malfunctioning, may it begin to function well in the name of Jesus Christ. Because his body was broken so that yours will be fixed. May you be fixed today as you partake of this. The body of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. As you partake of this blood, may your sins be forgiven. May they be remitted. May they be forgotten. May you be brought back to the Lord's side in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now lift up your hands. Let's receive a prayer from our bishop. Thank you,
lift
Jesus.
Lift your hands for your blessing.
Jesus.
May every tear you have shed be turned into smiles.
Amen.
Rejoicing.
Amen.
Happiness.
Amen.
May your disappointments be healed.
Amen.
May your pain, the pain of your life, be healed.
Amen.
May the sadness be replaced with happiness.
Amen.
May the mistakes be replaced with victories.
Amen.
May the emptiness be replaced with fullness.
Amen.
May your captivity be turned.
Amen.
Turn around.
Amen.
May you be free.
Amen.
Every anaconda spirit that has bound you for life, I rebuke the head of that snake.
Amen.
And I say, you are set free.
Amen.
Run and be free in the name of Jesus. Every python spirit, spirit of python, that says, I will never let you go. Receive your deliverance today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
I see you jumping around.
Amen.
Rejoicing.
Amen.
Gamboling around.
Amen.
Like a lamb and an antelope set free.
Amen.
May you escape from the mouth of
Amen.
The lion.
Amen.
May you be faster than your enemy.
Amen.
May you be stronger than your enemy.
Amen.
May you be wiser than your enemy.
Amen.
May you have more understanding than your enemy.
Amen.
May God favor you more than he favors
Amen.
Your enemy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I see a hole, a dark hole, and somebody is climbing out. You are seeing the light, and you can't even believe that you are seeing the light that you are seeing.
Amen. Amen.
Let it come to pass practically in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. How many love these prayers? Oh, you are blessed. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Let's take our offering and our tithe. Let's take our tithe. Today, make a bold step. When you are paying your tithe on the phone, it's 45777 again. But this time he put LCI.
Hey, let me go there. It's a good life.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.